Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Dr. Jane Fountain, professor of political science and public policy at the University of Massachusetts Amherst and author of the IBM Center report, Implementing Cross-Agency Collaboration, a Guide for Federal Managers. Jane, your report outlines two types of recommendations, those directed at policymakers and those directed to help managers and agencies engage in implementing cross-cutting collaborative initiatives. I'd like to explore those recommendations. Would you identify and briefly describe the recommendations you offer to the Office of Management and Budget?
Okay. This report makes five recommendations to the Office of Management and Budget. First, OMB can be very helpful by developing management guidance for cross-agency collaboration. And this is guidance that agencies could use to begin to understand the process, to begin to capture an existing body of knowledge that has grown up among many different projects and that can be brought together. In this regard, OMB could produce templates for shared budgets, for example. Now, I don't mean just one template, because there might be different models, variation that needs to be captured. So by producing a sort of toolkit, management guidance for agencies, we could start to share some of the accumulated experience that has been developed over the years. The second recommendation to OMB is that OMB officials should continue to play two different types of roles, facilitator and enforcer. During the Bush administration, there were a number of cross-agency projects that were more modest in some ways than the CAP goal projects. OMB surprisingly began to play a role as a facilitator in many of these collaborations by disseminating promising practices, by disseminating innovations, by bringing parties together. But there were times when OMB played its maybe more stereotypical role as an enforcer by moving a group beyond some impasse and forcing parties, frankly, to do things that they otherwise might not have done without that enforcement role. The third recommendation is for political appointees at OMB and in the agencies to continue to engage with key members of Congress and congressional staff, because this implementation of the GIPRA Modernization Act is going to require continued deliberation and continued discussion between OMB and the Congress. The fourth recommendation to OMB is that they continue to search for ways to build once, use many. This is a term that Mark Forman, the first CIO of the federal government, used. And what it means is to identify systems and infrastructure and processes that have already been developed in some agency and to see how they might be used in multiple and different implementations. So one quick example, some of the code, some of the software and systems developed for electronic rulemaking have been, in the last year or so, modified to help develop the new Freedom of Information Act online system, specifically the way that that system will track FOIA requests and their status as they move through agencies. So this reuse can save a great deal of money as well as time. And then the fifth recommendation is that OMB work with the Office of Personnel Management and with agencies to start building cross-agency skills and skill sets into performance evaluation for the senior executive service. If we're serious about government executives being able to work across agencies, they need to be selected, measured, evaluated, perhaps promoted on the basis of how well they can do that.
Jane, for executives who are assigned to build a major cross-agency effort, how can they do it successfully, and what recommendations do you offer in this area?
Well, here we're these recommendations really recap a lot of what is in the body of the report. What should cross-agency leaders do? First, set and communicate clear, compelling direction and goals. it's not enough to state these at the outset. They need to be continually restated throughout these projects and throughout these efforts to keep people focused on goals. Second, fit the structure of the working group to the task. There is not a one-size-fits-all solution here. Different divisions of labor, different types of procedures and task environments are better suited to some problems than others. And so some attention to that set of systems and procedures is important. Cross-agency leaders should establish clear roles and responsibilities. People have to know who will do what, who's responsible for what parts of the project. They should develop formal agreements. Now, it's important not to try to jump to codification right away. There needs to be a period of deliberation, of the parties getting to know one another, of discussing what it is they're going to do and how they're going to do it. But at some point, those agreements really need to be formalized. And there should be enough flexibility in the agreement that they can revisit those documents and make changes when they're needed. Another recommendation is to develop these shared operations and shared resources. So it's not enough to have interpersonal skills. You have to have capacity-building skills, system-building skills, especially if you're working broadly across agencies. And then finally, we have to have performance metrics that can reach across agencies. So cross-agency collaboration projects will have a set of metrics that will go with them so that you can track and monitor and measure output and outcomes.
So Jane, as we close, I was wondering, could you tell me the key ingredients to successfully implementing a cross-agency initiative?
Well, there's not one, and there aren't three, but I think the ingredients really do come down to this combination of informal, interpersonal, professional relationship building skills, as well as capacity building skills in terms of systems, procedures, performance. One of the key ingredients, in addition to those, is the importance of meeting some of these challenges. And I think, again, keeping in front of members of these collaborative groups the enormous importance of being able to address challenges that lie across agencies is really a key ingredient to success.
So Jane, what prompted your research in this area? And could you tell us more about how you conducted your research for the report and who participated and why?
Well, this report, it actually draws on many years of interviewing managers from the very top of the government to mid-level managers working on how do we develop this shared bit of code so that our software will work across agencies. I interviewed managers and over several years have observed at fairly close range a number of cross-agency projects. Some of these projects began during the Clinton administration with the Reinventing Government effort, and they've morphed, they've changed and modified and refined over time and over successive administrations. I want to say that I really admire and I have a deep respect for the civil servants and the government managers and executives who've been forging a path really to a new information age government. In some cases, I met these people through executive programs that I've taught in. In others, I learned of their innovations and sought them out. In other cases, they sought me out for guidance. So a lot of the collection of information here drew on a wide range of studies, but also on sort of firsthand observations and discussions with the people who are actually building this new modernization of government.
Jane, I'd like to know a little bit more about you. Could you tell us about yourself and your areas of interest?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm primarily interested in how organizations and institutions, primarily in the government, in the United States, but in many other parts of the world, how those organizations are designed and how they're structured to solve the very complex problems that public policy brings to governments. So what I have tried to do throughout my career, it is to join bodies of knowledge that are not joined up as much as I think they should be. There is a wealth of management knowledge on organizational change, on innovative organizations that is largely in the business sector. And I've tried to join that up with politics, the very real politics of working where power differentials are real, and the very real world of policy analysis where complex, intractable problems require people of goodwill to dedicate their lives to try to solve them. So that's pretty much what motivates me and what I try to bring together in my research.
Jane, thanks for being with us today, and most importantly, for your IBM Center report, Implementing Cross-Agency Collaboration, a Guide for Federal Managers.
It's been a pleasure.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Dr. Jane Fountain, Professor of Political Science and Public Policy at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, and author of the IBM Center report, Implementing Cross-Agency Collaboration, a Guide for Federal Managers. You may order or download a free copy of this or all Center reports at businessofgovernment.org. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.